Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. That was Ruth B. and Dandelions. That started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on this Monday, June 6th. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with you. And we have a guest today. We've got Lieutenant Olson from the Pima County Sheriff's Office with us. How are you doing, sir?
It's a nice afternoon.
Yes.
I can't complain.
Well, hey, I want to thank you for coming in and joining us. We're going to be learning more about Lieutenant Olson and all the excitement and things going on over at the Pima County Sheriff's Office here in Aho. So thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up this hour, great stuff on the way from Dua Lipa. Got Bad Bunny on the way. Got James Bay on the way as well. So stick around for that. Right now it's Rihanna. Cheers. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and Naya, Closer Than Close. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Lieutenant Olson from the Pima County Sheriff Department. Thank you so much for coming in. It was great having you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
And please, always remember, we want to be a tool that the department can utilize. If there's any way we can help, we're here for you. We're here for the community. And just thank you for everything that you do.
Absolutely.
You and all your deputies. Anytime I see them, usually when I go to the post office, you know, I will say, when I see, they always seem to have a smile on their face, and they just seem so friendly.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and I expect nothing less of them.
Yeah. And, you know, but I tell you this, I would not want to see them angry. So I'm going to make sure, I want to make sure I stay on the good side. You know what I'm saying? All right, Rebecca.
Yes, sir.
You ready to go, ma'am?
I am.
All right. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I look forward to talking to you again
tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't do that to me again.
It's all good. All right. We are out of here. Coming up next, John and Heidi, they're hanging out with you from 6 until 10. Going to leave you with Morgan Evans and Kiss Somebody. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music.
Bye.
Bye.
Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, Bad Bunny there, also heard from Florida Georgia Line and round here. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Hanging out with you, as well as Jeremy Olson, Lieutenant Jeremy Olson. Or do you want just Lieutenant Olson or just Jeremy?
Either way.
Either way? All right, well, that's easy. All right, Rebecca?
Yes, where do you grow up?
Well, I'm an Arizona native. I was actually born in Tempe, but I actually did a lot of moving around when I was growing up. My dad was originally from New Jersey. That's where we wound up moving for about a year. And then he attended chiropractic school in Hearst, Texas, which is a suburb of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He got his first job out of chiropractic school in McAllen, Texas. And then we moved to Las Cruces, New Mexico, where we lived until I graduated from high school, and then I moved to Tucson, where I lived ever since about 1999 when I graduated.
Okay, why Aho? Why? You live in Aho, right?
I do. As I was growing up, I had a lot of mentors who were actually in law enforcement. And I really looked up to them. I thought they contributed a lot to the community and affected the lives of those around them. So that was always something that I always wanted to do. So in 2005, one of my friends said, "Hey, I'm applying for the Pima County Sheriff's Department. You should apply too." I said, okay. At the time, I was doing IT work, fixing computers, and responding to different types of emergencies. So I applied to be a corrections officer back in 2005 and came on in May. So I did that for about a year and a half and decided that I wanted to come out and be a deputy. So I applied to do that. And part of the application process is a checkbox that says that you'd be willing to relocate to Aho, Arizona. I had literally no clue where that was. I lived in Tucson at the
Surprise!
Time. I thought it was like Western, like Tucson, like the Three Points area. Turned out I was very, very wrong. I didn't even come out to Aho until I was in the academy, and I thought, you know what? Maybe I should go see what this place is about. And I came out here, and it was a small community. I thought I made a terrible mistake because there's no Walmart, no Costco, no movie theater, nothing like that.
That sounds like me.
and it was a 3-year commitment, so there was at the beginning no light at the end of that tunnel. But when we actually moved out here, it was me, my wife, and one of our children at the time, who was just over a year old, and we decided to have an open mind about it. We moved out here in at the end of June of 2007, and it turned out that we loved the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's small, it's close enough to things where you can actually go and do your grocery shopping if you want, or mm-hmm. go to the beach if you want, or whatever you want to do. And it's far enough away to where I don't have to wait 5-6 minutes at a traffic light get stuck in traffic. We decided to make this our home. We've lived here for almost 15 years.
Wow.
We now have 4 children and a whole bunch of children at our house at any given moment. And we plan to keep our home here even after I retire, which I don't know when we'll be. But we love the community. It's
there's something about it here that just kind of, because Rebecca is definitely a big city gal. Okay, right. She's lived in the Bronx. Okay, she's from the second largest city in Dominican Republic, Santiago. So she's definitely, and her being willing to move here, she even surprised me. I didn't plan on moving here until she said, "Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind moving there." And I'm like, "Whoa, are you feeling okay?" And here we are, because I love small towns. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love being on a piece of property and seeing the stars at night, and it's beautiful. So awesome. All right. Well. That's great. Let's continue on. More music on this Monday afternoon. Here's Shawn Mendes. It's Señorita. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. And Khaled there with Skyline. Shawn and
Rebecca Jane,
along with Lieutenant Olson from the Pima County Sheriff's Office, joining us on this Monday afternoon. So, question for you. How many deputies are assigned to Western Pima County?
So in the town of Ajo, we have 17 deputies, which include patrol deputies, a canine deputy, and a full-time detective. I have 3 patrol sergeants. I'm the lieutenant over the Ajo district. We also have a 24/7 jail facility. This time we have 5 corrections officers, a corrections sergeant. We have a full-time dispatch center, 911 call center. I've got 6 dispatchers, a dispatch supervisor, and then I've got an administrative assistant. We actually have auxiliary volunteers who volunteer their time to help out with traffic control and crime scenes and special events, like at the Plaza, 4th of July event, the Christmas, the
movie
Christmas
premieres.
Eve, movie premieres, things like that. And it's a good group of people who are worth their weight in gold. I mean, we're always recruiting for that. If anybody is interested in that, they can contact us.
Wow. I don't think people would have, I wouldn't have imagined that it would have been that many. I was thinking like, okay, 5 people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's a small town. I mean, sometimes you only see a couple.
Uh-huh. So those people that actually volunteer, do they need any kind of training?
Oh, yeah. We actually go through a couple of weeks of patrol training so that they know how their functions work. Mm-hmm. It involves driving and crime scene management and radios and things of that nature.
Oh, okay, cool.
Interesting.
So what are the biggest challenges with small town crime? You would think that it would be like super easy to solve. Everybody knows everybody, so it's easy to solve.
And sometimes it is. It's a smaller community. One of the unique features about Ajo is that the population almost doubles during the nice months when it's nice to live here and you can go out outside on Christmas. Wearing a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops when other parts of the country are covered in snow. So a lot of the things that we encounter aren't unique to Ajo. It's just more noticeable here. Because We have fewer people that live here. It's a smaller geographical area from one end of town to the other. It's approximately 5 miles on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We encounter things like theft, burglaries, drug possession. We have, especially on the weekends, holiday weekends, spring break, and just normal weekends, we have a lot of traffic that goes to them from Puerto Peñasco. And because of that, we get related vehicle things that happen, collisions, DUIs, reckless driving. And for that reason, some of that actually affects the quality of life of those people around us in Ajo, Y, and in Lukeville. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, you'll see us out stopping people that are going 70 miles an hour through town.
Well, right, right. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because your area goes from, obviously the county line all the way down to the border.
That's correct.
And then... going down 86, how far do you go? Do you go into the reservation?
We go before the casino.
Okay.
There on 86. So it's not very far east of Y.
Okay. So, but you know, in many states, especially back east, that could be bigger than an entire county.
Oh, yeah.
And in other states, they have those little tiny counties.
Yeah. You drive through states like, or especially west of them or east of the Mississippi. I mean, you might encounter a new county every several miles.
Right.
Or every, I mean, here, Pima County is enormous.
It is.
It's over 200 miles from east to west.
Mm-hmm.
So in our area, from Ajo to the border, it's approximately 40 miles of highway. Mm-hmm. And then we cover all of the towns, Ajo, Y, Lukeville, Highway 85, part of 86, all of the desert areas. Yep, we actually cover a pretty substantial area.
Absolutely. All right. Well, more coming up here with Lieutenant Olson. Here in just a few, going to continue on the music on this Monday afternoon. Chris Stapleton, Joy of My Life. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and Love and All for Nothing. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with Lieutenant Olson from the Pima County Sheriff's Office, is with us on this Monday. Okay, take it away, Rebecca.
All right. What are some of the challenges with local crime, like thefts, robos?
Yeah, so in this type of community, it's not that we get more burglaries or thefts or things of that nature. Because it's a smaller community, it's a lot more noticeable. Because there's a lot less going on around you. A lot of what we've got going on is right in line with the rest of the country or even the world. We have drug problems the same as anywhere else. A lot of the people that use illegal drugs don't have a normal Monday through Friday 8-to-5 job. And in order to fund the habit or the addiction, they need to get their money somewhere. And that almost always involves taking things that don't belong to them.
Mm-hmm.
That involves breaking into things or taking things that are left unattended or unsecured bicycles, tools, things of that nature. And then generally what will happen is that they will take these items. And sometimes they take them to pawn shops. Sometimes they take them to larger areas to be sold at a street level, which sometimes makes it harder to track. But sometimes we're able to recover these items.
So, I mean, compared to last year and years before, I've heard that you've said at some of the meetings locally that we have seen a pretty drastic uptick in the amount of thefts locally this year.
I'll give you a couple numbers here. In 2020, we had about 30 reported burglaries or thefts. In 2021, we had 32. And in up until May 9th of this year, we had 77.
Oh, wow.
Which I know is an alarming number. Part of what happened, which contributed to these numbers from what we've seen, is that at the beginning of the pandemic, in an effort to reduce jail population, because the jail population is vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
The Pima County Attorney's Office stopped prosecuting personally used drug cases and some other crimes. And this this went on for a while. It didn't change the law. The laws are still laws, and we still conducted our investigations and made arrests. But what was happening is that after these arrests were made, that the prosecutor's office, the Pima County Attorney's Office, was not prosecuting a lot of these cases, which in turn looks like it it created more of these types of crimes.
Well, you would imagine if you're, say you're the thief, and you go and you steal something, you get caught, you get arrested, then you get sent to wherever you go in front of a district attorney, said, well, no, send them back home. Well, if there's no deterrent, then the numbers are showing exactly that.
I agree with you, yes.
You know, because there are some locally that they believe that the sheriff's department only cares about ticketing travelers, not solving crimes. I mean, that's, at least to some that we've talked to, that's what they believe. To them, perception is reality. Going on behind the scenes.
So, in reference to that, I live in the community. My right. family lives in the community. I'm as part of this community as I feel like anybody else is. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to see the quality of life of those in our community degraded any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I have an open door policy. Anybody from the community or my department or anywhere else can come to me and say, hey, I think this is going on. And I will listen. And sometimes things that we do are behind the scenes. They're invisible. Mm-hmm. We'll do investigations mm-hmm. or surveillance or interviews, things of that nature. I know that there have been some reports of vehicles parked on sidewalks and junkyards and things of that nature. We worked with the Department of Environmental Quality over the past several months to clean up some of these properties. And sometimes when we do these investigations, when we do these cooperative investigations, the follow-up and things of that nature, sometimes it doesn't look like we're doing anything in the background, but we actually are. I am a firm believer in my deputies not just being present on the highway, pulling people over for speeding. I encourage them to be present in the neighborhoods, in the parks, in the plaza, being there with the community, speaking with the community, hearing what the problems are, and so that we can become aware of them and address them. I'm a firm believer in performing community policing efforts that improve the quality of life of our communities. That includes the people of Ajo, Y, and Lukeville.
Right.
Awesome.
No, that's, I mean, you live here. You're in this community. You want to see the community thrive. You know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's not like you live in Tucson and you're just coming out here and just to work your job and go back.
Absolutely not. I'm a member of this community and I plan to remain so forever.
There you go. All right, let's continue on. More music on this Monday afternoon. Post Malone and Psycho. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Lieutenant Jeremy Olson from the Pima County Sheriff's Office. He has stopped by to hang out with us today. Rebecca?
Yeah.
Let's move along with the next question.
Sure. What can be done locally to help prevent theft?
So there's a bunch of things, actually, that just people in our community can do to help us be successful. One of the most important things that I can put out there is to be timely in your reports. Please don't wait 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, 2 hour, or even days to make the report. What's important to us is that it gets reported as it's happening. That gives us the best opportunity and possibility of catching something in progress, locating suspects, evidence, and even preserving evidence that we can collect.
That makes sense.
A lot of things about living in a small community that that are incorrect is the belief that if you're only going to be gone a few minutes to go to the Circle K or to the IGA or the post office, the coffee shop, that you can leave your doors unlocked. But please don't do that. Leave your vehicles locked. Leave your doors locked. Close your garage. Don't leave things unattended. That includes bicycles, tools, things that you care about. One of the things that we have on our side in these days is just a vast ability to obtain security equipment. Mm-hmm. I mean, cameras, you can buy them online. They are really easy to install. Mm-hmm. They don't even require wiring. You can have them on battery power, connected to Wi-Fi that gives you push notifications on your phone. I've got a lot of them. They are very effective. Every time one of my cameras detects motion, I get a notification. And, you know, that kind of stuff is very valuable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get the Ring cameras or a similar type of device, they'll actually record things. I can tell you that several years ago, we had somebody who was breaking into a lot of houses and vehicles, and it was through one of these devices that we were able to identify this person, and the person that notified us was out of state and got a notification on their phone, sent us the link to the video, and we were able to identify the person. It was very, very valuable.
Oh, security now is so much easier than it was way back in the day. Oh, yeah. Remember way back in the day, you'd have to sit there and get the keypad all wired in and all that, and then they'd call you. It took for now, immediate.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't cost much at all.
Absolutely. Another thing about your neighborhoods and your businesses and just being present in the community, one of the benefits to living in a small community is that we know everybody. Mm-hmm. If you see something in your neighborhood or in your area that doesn't look right, call it in.
Yes.
Call the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you call the administrative number or if you call 911. The same person will answer the phone, and we'll get people over there. All right. If you see somebody pushing a wheelbarrow full of tools down your alley at any time during the day that doesn't look like they're doing work around your area, please call that in.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to show up. People know who is looking suspicious in their neighborhood, looks like they're up to no good, looking in houses and cars, checking door handles to see if vehicles are unlocked. Please call that in as it's happening. I promise the Pima County Sheriff's deputies will get there as quickly as possible, and it's usually not very long.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, it's, yep, small town. People think you can leave things unlocked. No. Don't give them an avenue of opportunity. If you keep those as closed as possible, then you're going to see it go down.
Absolutely. And also, be aware of what you've got. If take an inventory of things in your house. If there's anything that you would be sad to lose, take pictures of it. Document serial numbers. If you don't have a serial number on usually tools or things of that nature, one of the things that our Sheriff's Auxiliary volunteers will do is assist you in documenting valuables.
Oh, wow.
They'll actually help you take kind of a video of your valuables. You can use like a Dremel or something like that to etch your own serial number on things that you care about.
Right.
But be aware of what you've got. Don't leave it out in the open. Lock it away when you are away.
Exactly. All right. Let's move along. More music on this Monday. Here's Neo. It's Closer. It's Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3 Ajo's Hit Music. Bad Bunny there. Also heard from Sean Mendez. It is Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with Lieutenant Olson from the Pima County Sheriff's Department. You wanted to follow up with some more tips that people can do to help avoid being victimized.
So part of a lot of what we've got here is we have the winter visitors and things of that nature. one thing that I would definitely suggest for business owners, for residents, is definitely when you go on vacation or leave for the summer, please don't advertise it. This includes social media or things of that nature. Don't say, hey, I'm going down to Rocky Point for the weekend, or I'm closing down shop for the summer. This advertises that your house or your business will be unoccupied. That's just more or less inviting somebody to come uninvited. If you are going to leave for any amount of time, please cancel subscriptions that would have newspapers or magazines or packages pile up on your doorstep. If you can, make sure the landscaping at your property is taken care of. Get a neighbor that you trust to watch your property. And if something seems out of place, please call it in. If for any reason you come home and find your door unlocked or that your car door is open or something's been taken, please do not touch anything. Don't go in the house. Please call 911 right away so that the deputies can show up and have the best chance possible at collecting any evidence that's been left behind.
Yeah. Yep. Excellent. Very good tips. Very good tips indeed. All right. Here's Pitbull. Can't Stop Us Now. It's Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music. That was Lauren Spencer Smith and Flowers started off the 5 o'clock hour musically. Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with Lieutenant Olson, hanging out on this Monday afternoon. Rebecca, this is a tough question. This is going to be a tough one.
Yes, let's stop being so serious. Let's go more on the
not, yeah.
Yeah, what is your favorite music, hobbies?
Well, I mean, it's not all work all the time, even though my wife would say otherwise. you know, I like a lot of different types of music. I like a lot of classic rock, some modern stuff, some country. In fact, the past two concerts I went to, my wife urged me to go to. I went to Luke Bryan and Garth Brooks. Those were both a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
I feel like I have a pretty wide variety of stuff that I like to listen to. And actually, having a local radio station in Aho is awesome because we're working midnights, stuck on the side of the road. There's not very much to listen to.
Right.
So
not anymore.
Well, now you have a choice.
That's awesome.
So, like, what are some of your favorite hobbies?
So, I like spending a lot of time with my family. My wife, Trish, got my four kids. Breck, who's 16, Morgan is 14, Kimber is 13, and Caleb is 8. They love video games. I like playing video games with the kids. It's a lot of fun. We like to go to the park and participate in some of the Pima County Parks and Recreation, the sporting events. Mm-hmm. Caleb's playing coach pitch right now, and they just did archery. We play mush ball with the community on Fridays. Yeah, Friday evenings. It's like softball, but the ball's a little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
It's really deceptive. You think that with a bigger, softer ball, it would hurt less when you catch it, but it doesn't. When us older folks aren't pulling hamstrings and stuff, we're having a great time.
Right.
They're at Budwalker Park.
Mushball. I'm gonna have to look that up. I haven't heard.
Me neither.
It's like softball, but a bigger ball with a few extra rules. But other than that, I mean,
so it must be a bigger ball and it's mushy.
Yeah, it's so a little mushy, but I still wear a glove because when it comes at you really fast, it still hurts to catch. But other than that, I mean, I love traveling with the family. I didn't get to do a lot of traveling as a kid, so when we get the chance, we like to drive across the country and fly places and see things that that maybe the kids wouldn't normally get to see and appreciate.
Yeah, family trips and all that. I remember. Let's see, I have four daughters. They're all moved out though, but the family trips and just taking them places and stuff like that. I kind of kind of miss that. But we do enjoy taking trips. We're not going to say when we're going to be taking our next one because we don't want to break your tip that you already told us. So we're not going to ask you. So when are you going out of town?
We can talk about it after we go back.
We'll talk about after.
Take all the pictures, post them after you get back.
Exactly. Yes.
There you go. Here's Mary Lambert. It's secret. See, it's going to be a secret whenever we sit there and go out of town next time. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with Lieutenant Olson, who is hanging out with us on this Monday afternoon. So, you live here. Deputies live here. What are some ways that yourself and the deputies, they enjoy giving back to the community?
So, I know with Ajo being a small community, there's not a lot of extracurricular activities, especially for the youth. We do have a school resource officer, Deputy Lozano, who is a fantastic mentor and deputy who likes to be involved in things related to the school during the school year. And we've also done it in years past. We've historically teamed up with the Arizona Youth Partnership and some other members of the community. David Lesko there at the plaza there at the Bonsai Studio helped us put on a boxing class for the youth. Got some deputies who were involved in that. Since there aren't a lot of extracurricular activities at the school, it gives the youth something positive to do. Get some exercise and learn how to defend themselves and have a good outlet when school's not in session. I also they actually started doing it without being prompted to do so. I discovered that some of my deputies were going to the farmer's market there for the food pantry, and they were handing out food on Tuesdays.
Oh, nice.
I was able to participate in that a couple of times. It was very, very rewarding. I loved being able to do it alongside the community. I encourage them to do it any chance that they get. I'd like our staff to be present in the community for other service projects, for community events. As far as I'm concerned, we're as part of this community as anybody else is, and I like to see people get involved in meaningful things.
Awesome. Very, sweet. Very, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. All right, let's move along. Something that's very nice here. It's Duran Duran. It's anniversary. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music.